This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So, I don't know if you saw the Hard Rock Bet tweet, and I'll take out the other Florida teams. I'll just give you South Florida, but these are teams that have won a pro championship in South Florida in the 2000s, which means, by the way, since the Dolphins have won a playoff game.
Yep, 25 years. Right? 25
these
years.
These are South Florida professional football teams. Professional sports teams. I'm leaving out the Lightning and the Buccaneers and all that. South Florida professional teams that have won a championship.
Can I try to list them just off the top
sure.
of my head? I know you have the list in front of you.
Yeah, chronologically.
I didn't see this tweet, so I'll just try to list them. And you're saying no Lightning, no Tampa Bay, correct?
I mean, they have it in the tweet if you want to include them, but okay. I'm not interested
Me neither, and I don't think I could do that anyways. But the Marlins in 2003.
Correct.
The Miami Heat in 2006.
Correct.
The Heat in 12 and 13.
Correct.
And then the Florida Panthers in 23 and 24, 24, 25?
24, 25.
And now Inter Miami in 2025. Wow.
That's a horrific run for the Miami Dolphins. A strong run for professional organizations in South Florida. The Tampa teams, you know, if you wanted to include the entire state, the Buccaneers in 02, Lightning in 04, Buccaneers in 2020, Lightning in 2020 and 21.
I get why Hard Rock Bet posts that. They're a Florida betting app, so respect for them showing love to all the Florida teams. I never celebrated a Tampa title. Buccaneers 2002 was cool. And, you know, Tom Brady coming back, I guess, was cool. But I got no love for the Bucks. Certainly no love for the Lightning either.
No, not at all. And then hopefully of the Hurricanes for the college football playoffs national championship. And that would just be a few weeks away. And it would be right here in South Florida at Hard Rock Stadium. Let's do headlines for the 4 p.m. hour with Solana. Brought to you by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com.
Hey, Hawk, you had fun at the game, right? I know you said the vibes were great, but I wonder, like, you, we were together. We sat next to each other. You had fun at the game?
Yeah. So I've been to 3 Inter Miami games this season. I've had fun at every single one of them. This obviously was an MLS championship game, so this was obviously a little bit more special. I mean, you're seeing all the people walk around with media credentials, and it's like, you know, there's parties going on, and it's a real vibe. It was interesting to me. Now, I had seen this before when Miami played Vancouver. I happened to be at one of those matches. But Vancouver's style of play is more fun to watch for me as a soccer novice because they're constantly with the ball and they're constantly in the opponent's zone. And you and everyone that I talked to, I mean, Whittingham was with us, you know, said, no, this is Inter Miami style of play. Yeah. Like, they'll let you do that, and then try to find a little spot to exploit you going back the other way. And it happened three times.
You'll learn as you start maybe watching more footy, you'll learn to appreciate that right there, where it's not all about fast and you know, pressing high. It's just about playing smart tactically. You'll learn. You'll get there one day.
I mean, it's just interesting to watch the way that it plays out. But, yeah, it was a great championship atmosphere. I thought the game presentation was excellent. Just about everybody stayed in their seats for the trophy presentation. It was really, really well done. Somebody says, how was the stadium food, Hawk? Of course, we call that scran in footy. How was the stadium scran? So we got invited, Solana wasn't there, but I got invited to a hospitality tent for some sponsors, but it was five or six food trucks. So I didn't get my famous Inter Miami brownies, which I've enjoyed several times this season. In the, I think it's called the Northwest Club is where they have the brownies. I was not in that club this time, but I was in an area. They had free food trucks. And you can get whatever you want. And then they had gelato and a whole bunch of stuff. But one of the food trucks was Miss Cheesius. And that's one of the best food trucks in all of South Florida. And so I indulged a little bit in that. Had a little gelato and time of our lives. It was really great. I will tell you, if you've never been to an Inter Miami game, like, they have a real wide variety of food in the concession areas. They do a good job of keeping things moved along. They have some of those concession areas where you just swipe your credit card, grab whatever you want out of the thing. Like, it was excellent. I was really impressed. If you want to talk about all the presentation and ingress and egress, I was really impressed with how well stadium parking staff got everybody in and out of the stadium, because obviously it was a full house, 20,000+. How they got in. Everyone in and out of the stadium in a timely fashion. I was really impressed as to how well organized that part of it was.
Egress, very important to the overall experience of any event. I agree with you.
Yes. I will tell you, a day or a night at a sporting event or a concert can kind of be ruined with poor egress.
For sure.
You know what happens? All the parking personnel, they're on their P's and Q's for ingress. And then, you know, the whole event takes place. They're a little worn down by the sun, waiting for everyone to get back out to their cars again. And then it becomes real willy-nilly, a little lackadaisical on the egress. I have to tell you, that's what happens at the Panthers games. Panthers games, they're real quick to tell you where to go when you're pulling in. You're pulling out. It's kind of like a free-for-all. But I was very impressed with the Chase Stadium personnel.
All of a sudden, that wand you were using to guide me into the stadium no longer working to guide me out of the stadium. There's people with vests everywhere driving into the stadium, driving out. Where are the people with the vests? I don't know. They're just gone.
Plenty of people with vests when they want to take my money coming in, but leaving when I'm asking for your help getting out in a timely fashion, a lot of times they're MIA. But it wasn't that way at the MLS championship game. I was really impressed.
Well, I'm glad you got to see the title and you had a proper egress out of the stadium. What a day for you. That's
what
phenomenal.
A day.
That's phenomenal. No joke, though. I made it from Chase Stadium in Fort Lauderdale down to the Kaseya Center during Art Basel week in about an hour and 5 minutes. That's not too bad, man.
You ain't complaining about that.
Not at all. Not at all. Now, I wish the Heat had made it as well, but instead it looks like they were just Basling, and then they let Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan kick their ass on Saturday night.
Terrible Sacramento team. What happened there?
I don't know, man. I have no idea. No Davion Mitchell, obviously, that has to do with it, just so you know.
That's understandable now.
A couple notes here during headlines. Will Manto was at Cristobal's presser. A lot of the media was here in South Florida. On playing Texas A&M, quote, one of the best atmospheres in college football, maybe pro football, says he's been to College Station four times and the atmosphere is maniacal.
Yeah, I saw someone else say, if you want, and I saw Andy Slater just tweeted, like, the lowest get-in price right now is like 500 plus. But I saw someone tweet today, if you really want an incredible college football experience, win or lose, go. Go to that game.
Should we go?
I'm not going, though.
Nah, me neither.
Yeah, me neither.
Mark Cristobal said they expect David Blay, the D-tackle, to be healthy for that game on December 20th. That's really good news. And then Barry Jackson tweets this out. Mario Cristobal makes it clear. He respects Notre Dame. He isn't saying anything about their situation or them declining a bowl game, but asked if UM would have considered declining a bowl invitation if they had been passed over for playoffs, he essentially said no.
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know why Notre Dame. I mean, again, I said this earlier. That's a heat of the moment decision. I think they erred in making that decision so quickly, right after their feelings were hurt after the college football playoff final rankings came out. I think if they would have sat on that for a day, they probably would have come up with a different resolution, maybe to that. I don't know if you saw also. That won't happen again to Notre Dame next season. They have it in their contract with college football that if they are ranked 12 or better, they cannot be left out of the college football playoffs.
What the hell is that all about?
Well, it shows you the power that Notre Dame wields within college football. Think about just the unprecedented move of saying, we're an ACC team for 24 sports, but we're not an ACC team for football. And, like, think about how unprecedented that is. You know, Notre Dame, they're all pissed off at the ACC. They're, I don't know, the athletic director was on Dan Patrick today, you know, and he's ripping the ACC for promoting ACC teams over them. And I'm like, what am I missing here? The ACC has bent over backwards to accommodate Notre Dame. Notre Dame's allowed to do what no other school's allowed to do. Yeah, we're part of your conference when it's convenient for us. And we don't want to share any of our television revenue that we get from NBC, so we're not part of the conference for that. And it's like the ACC has been incredibly accommodating to Notre Dame over the course of however many years. Notre Dame didn't get what they wanted. And by the way, I said this earlier, because I really do believe Miami deserved in. I'm not a homer on that one. They deserved into the college football playoffs over Notre Dame because they beat Notre Dame. But I do understand Notre Dame being annoyed at being told 5 weeks in a row, we have you ranked higher than Miami. And then on the final one, being told, oh, this week, the one that it counts, we don't have you ranked higher than Miami, even though neither of you played last weekend. I understand where, hey, you're kind of being strung along. You're the ones in command. You're the ones in command, and why would anything change? Things might change around you. You know, and people are putting on the chat, and I agree with this. Notre Dame could be in. Alabama should probably be out. I have no problem with that. I wouldn't have complained if Notre Dame got in and Miami got in and Alabama was left out. I wouldn't have complained about that.
No, no.
But once Alabama got seated where they were, it was coming down to either or, Notre Dame or Miami. And one of them beat the other head-to-head. For me, that's an argument ender.
Period. End of story.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
I couldn't believe it, though. I was still expecting to see that stupid little Irish, that stupid little leprechaun on the screen. 100%.
I was blown. When I saw Alabama get what Alabama got, I said to Lori, that's it. Miami didn't get it.
It's pretty simple, though. Like, I know I see a lot of people who are just saying, hey, Notre Dame, if you don't like it, if you don't like Miami having their conference campaign for them, then join a conference. And I realize the reason why they're not in it. Like, I get it, but you're 100% right. I mean, they're playing a conference schedule against the ACC. They have basketball and baseball and softball in the ACC, volleyball in the ACC, but they don't want to be in the ACC for football, and the ACC is supposed to be like, well, you're still our partner? No, you're not our partner. It doesn't make any sense.
They have a lot of TV revenue coming in that the ACC gets no part of, and the ACC just grins and bears it because they're Notre Dame.
It is BS that Alabama's in that college football playoff. I don't know how much of that game you watched, the 100%. SEC title game. Oh my God, are they terrible.
They look terrible. I mean, honestly, they could have done themselves a world of good. Now, who knows what's going to happen in the college football playoffs? And the odds, if you're interested, these are from Bet Online. So Ohio State is 2-1 to win it all. Indiana is 11-4, which is +275. So Ohio State's +200. Indiana's +275. Georgia's +600. Oregon and Texas Tech are +850. And then you've got Miami, Texas A&M at 14-1, Alabama 18-1, Ole Miss 25-1, Oklahoma 50-1, and James Madison and Tulane 500-1. I wouldn't mind seeing, obviously I want to see Miami win the entire thing. I wouldn't mind seeing Ole Miss win it just to stick it to Lane Kiffin. Hey, you left. We went on to win the championship. And then I hope, you know, he doesn't win one elsewhere. Like, hey, we went on, we won a championship, you bailed on us, you could have been hoisting a national championship trophy, which is what every coach becomes a head coach to do. Like, for me, there'd be a little bit of pettiness there. Miami is a 3.5-point dog at Texas A&M. The first round games, James Madison, you know the line? Oregon hosting James Madison, you want to guess?
I don't know the line. I would guess Oregon is a 22.5 point favorite.
21 point favorite.
Yep. Makes sense.
Tulane at Ole Miss.
Ole Miss, this maybe a little bit less. Like Tulane kind of looks good. 17 point favorite, 16 point favorite.
Yeah, Ole Miss 16.5 point favorites. Uh-huh. Miami, I told you, 3.5 point dog at Texas A&M. And what about Alabama at Oklahoma?
Hey, didn't Oklahoma beat Alabama already this year? Do I have that wrong? They were at Alabama, and you had like the Alabama staffers trying to keep them off the Alabama logo.
Oh, was that the Oklahoma game?
I thought it was. I could be wrong about that, but I remember that being a thing. You had like Alabama staffers lining up to keep Oklahoma off the logo. Maybe it was the other way around, actually. Either way, I think Oklahoma is going to be favored by a touchdown here. 6.5, 7.5?
I don't see them having played this season.
No?
Do you, Jimmy?
They played November 15th.
Yeah, Oklahoma won at Alabama, 23-21.
Huh. Yeah.
No, that was 2024.
Nope, November 15th. You good over there? Google doesn't work?
Yeah, no, that was. Yeah, you're right. What did you say the line was going to be?
Oklahoma by touchdown.
Oklahoma is a 2-point dog at home.
What?
So figure that out.
Oh, man, maybe there's an injury or something. I don't know. I have no idea. That makes
Isn't
no
that bizarre?
Sense.
Bizarre?
Makes no sense. Especially, I watched the SEC title game. They had like -3 yards rushing against Georgia. It was awful. It was an awful football game. Awful.
Are we doing headlines? Did I introduce headlines yet?
Yeah, we were doing them.
All right. How are they going?
Well, not great.
Hmm.
You have Monday Night Football tonight, Chargers versus Eagles. According to Joe Shad, you got to root for the Eagles hard tonight against the Chargers.
Saw this.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can root against OG the second.
Yeah, I mean, that's tough. I want OG the second to have a good game every single game, but I also have no interest in rooting for an AFC opponent, especially given the fact that the Dolphins' odds to make the postseason go up substantially the more these teams lose.
Yeah.
Doesn't look very likely, though, unless the Dolphins win out, that they're going to be in the playoffs, ladies and
well,
gentlemen.
Well, even then, it's still dicey.
Yeah, I think with the Chargers, the problem is that the Chargers' schedule is so tough, Hawk, over the next couple games. Is Herbert going to play tonight, by the way?
From what I see, he's scheduled to play. The broken bone's in his non-throwing hand, right?
So. Right. But remember, we were looking at him trying to take snaps on Friday.
Yeah.
And he couldn't snap the ball. They were just handing him the
ball. They've got player props for him on the Hard Rock app.
And I'm seeing here, Ian Rappaport, the Chargers did not elevate a quarterback from the practice squad, a sign of confidence in Herbert being able to go tonight.
You see Terry Rozier has pled not guilty officially?
I did. I saw Terry Rozier pled not guilty, and I see nothing's changed on behalf of the NBA. The Heat are kind of just in wait-and-see mode. Which is wildly frustrating, Hawk, because, as you know, there's a couple players that potentially could be on the move here. And I'm not saying whether or not the Heat should be engaging in trade talks with Milwaukee, but, hey, Giannis would be pretty nice in a Miami Heat jersey.
What?
Hmm.
That's not what you said Friday.
Right, but did you watch the Heat their last two games?
You argued vehemently. In fact, the only player that you said you would trade Bam for is Nikola Jokic.
Yeah, but I don't want to trade Bam for Giannis. I still stand by my statement. Keep Bam in a bio, but Giannis in a Heat jersey sounds good to me.
All right.
Are you done with the Kansas City Chiefs? Is that just about done this season?
Yep. Done with that.
Colts sucks because Indiana Jones goes down.
I feel bad for them, but I mean, I can't. I kind of felt like they were doing it on a wing and a prayer with Daniel Jones, And then there's no AR-15, right? So who's their third stringer?
Riley Leonard, but he's hurt. He suffered a knee injury. So right now, they don't have another quarterback right now. I mean, he's not technically out just yet, but he suffered a knee injury, and his status is in question for next week. So they literally don't have Anthony Richardson. Riley Leonard's their backup. Daniel Jones is out for the season.
All right. Yeah, they're donezo.
Shedeur Sanders will start the remaining four games of the season, according to Stefanski. Him and Cam Ward went back and forth a little bit yesterday.
I like that.
And Shedeur had three tutties, 364 yards. He looked good.
There was a play that Cam Ward, any quarterback in the league, is brought down. Tua was brought down 8 seconds before Cam Ward. Did you see Cam Ward get out of a sure sack?
Yeah. Insane.
Yeah, it was insane.
What about the Browns going down the field, scoring to tie the game? They needed a two-point conversion, but they get the touchdown, and Stefanski takes Shedeur off the field for the two-point conversion, and they run some razzle-dazzle play, but they don't even execute it, and the play was dead. The game's over. Tennessee wins.
So I like razzle-dazzle.
Yeah,
I know. I think teams work on a play, i.e. the Philly special. They work on a play all season long where they say, if we need to break glass in order to ensure the ball gets in the end zone, whether it's a two-point conversion or a touchdown, we've got this play that will break out. The huge, dumb mistake in that play is taking Shedeur off the field for that play to happen. Because if Shadur's on the field, you don't know if he's just going to drop back and pass. You don't know if he's going to scramble.
Right.
So when you take those options out of it, then of course you know that the razzle-dazzle's coming and you can defend better against it. So I like a play call like that, but you've got to have Shedeur taking the snap in order to make that even more potent.
Makes no sense. No sense. But also, he's having a game.
Right?
Put the ball in his hand.
Can't take him off the field.
I don't understand that.
These coaches, they get so cutesy and smart.
Hawk, I figure we're doing, we haven't even talked about it, but I figure we're doing some sort of Dolphins segment coming up in the next segment. Tua throwing that backward pass on that screenplay. The Dolphins not running the football there in that situation after the Jets were able to get some points. I don't want today to be like the hate on Tua. He didn't have the best game because, look, bottom line, he didn't throw an interception, and the Dolphins won the football game, and they dominated the football game. So I don't think it's fair to take that route. But that pass specifically and the entire sequence where the Dolphins don't run the football to just chew clock against a team that can't move the football against you, that benched Tyrod Taylor, what the F is McDaniel doing there? What?
Yeah, it was bizarre, and Tua needs to know better than to throw that ball.
What's
he doing? Well.
They got away with that. Yeah. That was definitely a backward pass, right?
Super frustrating. Super frustrating.
They got away. That should have been a touchdown for the Jets. It should have been a touchdown.
Yep.
Insane, man. Anyways, we're streaking 4-0 in our last four. Let's go.
How about that?
Your weather, it's sponsored by Chillzone AC, featuring reliable Route AC systems. Visit chillzoneac.com. It was actually pouring here in El Portal earlier, like coming down hard. Right now it's in the 80s. Tonight it'll be in the 70s. That is your weather.
All right, very good. We will talk some Dolphins in the next segment.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I have this fantasy, I've had this for years, of becoming obese and bedridden and just watching TV all day and having people bring me food.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So, Dolphins Wire. In USA Today, they always do overreactions, instant overreactions after a Dolphins win or loss. What do you think of these? The Dolphins, do you think this is an overreaction, are a legitimate factor in the AFC playoff race. And what they write, after a dismal 1-6 start, the idea of the Dolphins being a factor in the AFC playoff race was unthinkable. Sure, there were some winnable games along the way, but even the most ardent Miami fans must have thought that a wild card berth was a pipe dream. Now at 6-7, Miami isn't just a cute story. The Dolphins are a legitimate factor in the race for the number 7 seed in the AFC playoffs. The Dolphins have an opportunity to pick up what could eventually turn out to be a tie-breaking win over the Steelers this coming Monday Night Football, not tonight, but a week from tonight. Win that contest, and Miami is back to 500 with home games against the Bengals and Buccaneers before a road game against a New England Patriots squad in Week 18 that could conceivably have wrapped up both the AFC East title and its playoff seeding by the time that game rolls around. Yes, Miami's still a long shot, and yes, the opposition will be more challenging coming down the season's home stretch, but the Dolphins making the playoffs is a legitimate possibility at this point. Miami has a combination of run game and defense that's working to give themselves a puncher's chance.
Overreaction.
That's an overreaction.
It is. Look, I'm happy with the 4-game win streak. I think what the defense has done is genuinely something to be happy about. This team not only is stopping the run, Jordan Brooks is going to be a Pro Bowler. You have Minka playing really good. I mean, even effing Ethan Bonner caught an interception yesterday.
I mean, you called for him to be shipped out of the country.
I ripped him yesterday on Game Day Uncensored. I mean, I've been ripping this dude nonstop, and of course he got an interception. The offensive line's playing well. Devon Achan is unbelievable. Hawk, our chances to make the playoffs are so thin, and yes, you can be a player from the standpoint of keeping the Steelers out with a victory. That's fun. But the Bills, who are in the wild card right now, are 9-4, coming off a really good home win yesterday. The Chargers are 8-4, and they own the tiebreak over Miami, and the Texans are 8-5, playing some of the best football in the NFL. You literally have to go undefeated, and the best chance you'd have is being like a 23% chance going undefeated.
So they are not a factor.
They're unfortunately, they're not a factor right now.
All right. What do you think about this? Anthony Weaver has orchestrated the NFL season's most impressive turnaround. Miami defensive coordinator Anthony Weaver was one of the popular names on the chopping block early this season. The Dolphins' defense was an absolute mess. Weaver has quietly orchestrated the league's best in-season turnaround with any unit. Suddenly, it looks like Miami's best side of the football. After Jets starter Tyrod Taylor, quarterback the Jets, left with a groin injury following the interception, the Dolphins proceeded to feast on rookie Brady Cook. Cook completed just 14 of 30 passes for 163 yards and two picks. Miami limited New York to just 207 yards of offense.
Not an overreaction. I think that's a fair take. I mean, with how bad the Dolphins' defense looked. Remember after the Browns game, Hawk? I mean, we were talking about how pathetic the offense was, but the defense too. Every week it was a given. Whoever you were playing against, that running back was going to run for 200 yards. It was a given. 0% chance it wasn't going to happen. And now all of a sudden, I mean, Rasul Douglas, he's catching interceptions. Minka's playing great. Like, that unit is the reason you're winning football games. Truthfully, that's why you're on a four-game win streak. They had Josh Allen, interception, fumble. Like, they had him cooked that game. He deserves credit.
Finally, is this an overreaction or not? The Dolphins can handle the elements. Hey, Miami won a cold weather game. It was 41 degrees at kickoff in East Rutherford, New Jersey. With its brand of run game paired with defense, maybe the Dolphins have finally turned the cold weather corner. The win over the Jets snapped a stretch of seven straight losses for the Dolphins in games below 45 degrees dating back to 2019.
You beat Brady Cook. What are we doing here? You beat Brady Cook.
We're overreacting? Is that what you're saying?
Overreaction. Tua threw 13 of 21, 127 yards, one touchdown. Again, he didn't need to go out there and throw for 300, so it's not fair to criticize his game necessarily yesterday. Like, he was fine. He didn't make mistakes. All that's cool. You feel comfortable going on the road to Buffalo in the snow for a meaningful game in December?
What's it going to be like in Pittsburgh a week from Monday? Do we have any idea?
No, I haven't looked at the weather, but I can't imagine it's going to be great.
Let me take a look. See.
Let's see.
Is that Pittsburgh with two T's?
No idea.
Let's see. Monday, low of 13. This is next Monday. Low of 13, high of 28.
Cooked. Yeah, I'm seeing the high 22, the low 17 with winds light and variable. Chance of snow is 40%. Snowfall around 1 inch. All right, we'll see. We'll see if that was an overreaction or not. We'll see.
Remains to be seen.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Socrates once said, "You don't know what your body can do until it does it."
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.